Introduction. She looks at me with haunted eyes. We're in a small church held in a hotel conference room in Texas, and I've been talking about God and the brain for almost an hour. I just answered a question about how Christians should talk to atheists, and as soon as I finished talking, she spoke up. So, what I'm hearing you say is that it's okay to be an atheist and come to church and pray. Because I've been sitting in church for maybe 4 months now, and I've been an atheist my entire adult life. She tells me about studying anthropology in college, how she came to find all this God stuff preposterous. And yet, she likes to pray. She says it gives her comfort. But then she asks a question that makes my heart ache. Can I sit here in church like an imposter? She asks. Am I an imposter? I take a moment to collect myself. Her honesty and vulnerability are all too familiar. I, too, have sat in a room full of Christians and admitted I don't believe in Christ or in any God at all. I tell her a story about a man walking along the shore of a lake. On his way, he runs into two fishermen. They're busy working, but he holds their attention long enough to tell them he'll show them how to bring in people instead of fish if they come with him. The two fishermen drop their nets and follow the man. I tell her one of those fishermen was Simon, who is also called Peter, and that he is one of the founders of the church with a big C. When Peter dropped his net and followed the man, Jesus, he didn't know anything about the Messiah being a sacrificial lamb or about crucifixion or resurrection. He just heard the man's story and believed it enough to follow him. The Gospels are a collection of stories about Peter and the other 11 disciples constantly doubting, believing the wrong thing, or entirely missing the point of what Jesus was saying. So do I think it's okay not to know what you believe and still be a part of the church? Heck yeah. In fact, I think that's exactly what following Jesus is about. We live in interesting times, don't we? We've got atheists in church and Christians who would never dream of stepping into a house of worship. 4 in 10 Americans believe that God created the earth with his own hands fewer than 10,000 years ago. 3 in 10 believe that the universe is billions of years old and that life developed via evolution without any intervention from any God. The rest of us generally believe some combination of those two extremes. We're also living in a period of tremendous social upheaval. The secular nations of Europe have, for the most part, bid farewell to organized religion, although belief in things spiritual and in the afterlife remains common. The United States is among the most deeply religious nations in the developed world, and yet even here, religion is in historic decline. The fastest growing American religion is none. More congregations are shrinking than growing, and more churches are closing than starting up. But that doesn't mean atheism has become more popular. Most Americans say that they would never cast their vote for an atheist president, and commonly held scientific insights involving climate change and the Big Bang Theory remain controversial with the American public. Meanwhile, however, atheism has become one of the largest and most organized religious movements on the internet. For me, this isn't simply a sociological trend or a mere matter of religious history. It's personal. Throughout my childhood and young adulthood, as a member of a conservative Southern Baptist church, I loved and followed Jesus.